Well, hello guys. You may or may not know it, but I'm having a bit of a party tonight. A spontaneous one. And yes, there's Peroni involved, of course. Now, you may or may not know, but Doggett is going to be going to Thailand. He has put many videos on this channel, and they've all been very good. And I wish him all the luck and fun in Thailand. And I kind of shared a story with him that I used to do in Thailand, because I lived there for 10 years. And I kind of just like to share it with you, because nobody else knows, really. And when I go to the big sort of thing in the sky or whatever, it'll be lost. Anyway, I've lived in Thailand for quite some time now, and I lived in Chiang Mai mostly. But sometimes I take a very short holiday sort of thing in Pattaya. And this is what I used to do. I mean, it's a fun place, but I wouldn't want to live there. I used to pick 4 bars. Not real busy ones, kind of semi-busy. This was always in the evenings. Pattaya always looks better with all the neon lights. And I'd go to this bar and order myself a drink. It wasn't a Peroni then. Maybe it was a Chang, maybe it was a Leo. And I kind of just sit there, sipping on my beer. I didn't actually talk too much to any of the femmes at the bar. And the femmes could see I was a phalang. And they all kind of thought I was on holiday and had no idea about Thailand. So the bar girls started to talk to each other. But the thing is, and what they didn't know, is I could understand Thai and I could speak it. Not fluently, but pretty damn good. But I didn't let them know that. Anyway, I went to the next bar after I finished my beer and did exactly the same thing. Until I'd done all the 4 bars and had 4 beers. And because I could understand Thai and the femmes used to talk behind the bar, I picked 2 bars out of the 4 where there was reasonably decent femmes, because I could tell by what they talked about. So I went back to those 2 bars a second time. But this time I ordered my beer and sat down and then started talking Thai to the femmes. Of course, they were very shocked, and then they realized I probably knew what they were talking about before. And some of them got embarrassed. But out of these 2 bars, I would always pick a femon. The ones I thought were decent because of what they talked about before. And I always got a damn good price because now they knew I could speak Thai. It was the kind of game I played when I went to Pattaya. And it was a lot of fun. And I always got a femon that did me well and didn't try to scam me. This is a story that I've really never told anybody. Well, now you know it. I mean, it's kind of sneaky, but fun at the same time. Sometimes there was a problem, though, if 2 femmes got talking who were Thai and really fast, I couldn't catch enough to understand it. But that only happened occasionally. Sometimes I had to do 5 bars. And you know, I'm thinking about going back to work, not tomorrow, but the next day. And that memory I just told you is true, but it seems like a lifetime away. I hope you share that with other people, and they get a kick out of it. I know I did. And good luck, Doggett, because you'll never be the same person again. Take it easy.